Hello and welcome to another episode of Cypherma Research Podcast. Today, we'll be discussing the threat to offshore infrastructure in a maritime-centric century, as reported on by the Cypherma research team. Cypherma combines cyber intelligence with attack surface discovery and digital risk protection to deliver early warning, personalized, contextual, outside-in, and multi-layered insights. We have built the next generation of AI-powered threat intelligence platform called External Threat Landscape Management, ETLM, to provide cyber defenders with the hacker's view to help clients prepare for impending attacks. Cypherma is headquartered in Singapore with offices in Japan, India, the US, and the EU. Customers include both governments as well as Fortune 500 companies across manufacturing, financial services, retail, industrial products, natural resources, and pharmaceutical industries. Let's talk about threats to offshore infrastructure. The most important evolving threat to the electric grid is associated with cybersecurity and physical security. The power grid in the US and more so in Europe is experiencing a transformation as the world shifts to sustainable energy, which entails increased reliance on offshore wind farms and undersea infrastructure that are going to supply large chunks of the sustainable power needed by the power-hungry economies of developed nations. This transformation, however, is introducing new vulnerabilities to the system as the offshore infrastructure is susceptible to physical and cybernetic attacks. Both the US and EU governments have aimed to bolster cybersecurity collaboration between critical infrastructure owners and operators and the sector risk management agencies. However, the hasty nature of the grid transformation will likely leave many openings for sophisticated cyber attackers for years to come. According to strategists, we today live in a maritime century, one in which the very foundations of the prosperity that underwrites open economies rest upon maritime physical and digital connectivity. Our unprecedented reliance on maritime connectivity and increasingly also offshore infrastructure has made activities at sea a primary target of authoritarian regimes and non-state groups. One thing unites: acts like the destruction of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, the damage to the gas pipeline that connects Sweden, Finland, and Estonia, or the disruption of international trade brought on by drones and Houthi rockets. Given the evolution of modern countries' link with the water, offshore and undersea infrastructure is more important than ever. The most important evolving threat to the electric grid is associated with cybersecurity and physical security. The Energy Department's Office of Electricity has openly stated that the most important evolving threat to the electric grid is associated with cybersecurity and physical security, while the latest annual threat assessment out of the U.S. intelligence community identified Chinese cyber operations against critical infrastructure as a national security threat and warned that Beijing is almost certainly capable of launching cyber attacks that could disrupt critical infrastructure services nationwide, including the power grid. The power grid is experiencing a transformation as the world shifts to sustainable energy, including an increased demand for electric vehicle charging stations to support the adoption of greener transportation. Those stations can be vulnerable to cyber threats, but so are the offshore wind farms and remote solar fields that are going to supply sustainable power. The same goes for power transformers and new power grid technologies, which are also susceptible to disruption from physical attacks, as well as increasingly advanced cyber risks that can potentially threaten the entire grid. The significant increases in offshore infrastructure buildup required for transportation, electrification, and power source transformation towards sustainability are coming very fast, and the grid mainly in Europe but increasingly also in the US and other territories is already being challenged to keep up with the changes, and its many bottlenecks are presenting an opportunity to disruption by malicious actors. In the external threat landscape of the energy industry, our analysts currently observe a medium to low risk across monitored categories. Observed Advanced Persistent Threat, APT, campaigns have dropped to a moderate risk, as the past 90 days were relatively quiet, with the exception of December. In recent years, both the US and EU governments have aimed to bolster cybersecurity collaboration between critical infrastructure owners and operators and the sector risk management agencies. However, the hasty nature of the grid transformation will likely leave many openings for sophisticated cyber attackers for years to come, and the relative calm of today can easily prove to be a calm before the storm. To read the full report, please visit cypherma.com/research. Thank you for joining us and listening to this episode of the podcast. Till then, stay vigilant, stay informed, and we'll see you soon with another research topic. This is the Cypherma research team signing off.